A unique species of crayfish that lives only around Fort Campbell has been officially recognized by the scientific community. Researchers from Austin Peay State University recently had their findings published in the Journal of Crustacean Biology, and they say the well-being of this newly discovered species should matter to Tennesseans. WPLN's Emily Siner reports.
Fort Campbell is home to the historic 101st Airborne Division. Screaming Eagles is their nickname, which is why when this rare creature was identified, researchers named it the Screaming Eagle Crayfish. Its scientific name also includes a nod to the soldiers.
Vaccinius bellator. That bellator portion translates to warrior.
Rebecca Blanton-Johansson is a biology professor at Austin Peay State University. She says a colleague had tipped her off about a rare kind of crayfish hanging out in Clarksville that normally would be found in a totally different river system. So Johansson put Aaron Bloom on the hunt. Bloom was a grad student at the time and now teaches biology at Volunteer State Community College.
I really wanted to solve it and kind of figure out what exactly was going on in these streams and why were they finding crayfish that looked like something that shouldn't really be there.
It turns out this was a different species altogether, one that had never been identified before, and it only lived in four locations, three streams inside Fort Campbell and one at Billy Dunlop Park in Clarksville. But Johansson says they noticed a problem over the course of collecting data. At Billy Dunlop Park, the screaming eagle crayfish seems to be disappearing. So even though this is a tiny species whose existence wasn't even recognized until this year,
the bigger picture behind all of this is that it's a signal to us that something is wrong with the habitat that they live in.
In this case, their habitat, the stream, is likely being polluted by runoff from agriculture and development in Clarksville. And Johansson says that could end up in our drinking water.
That sort of classic phrase, they're like our canaries in the coal mine.
Heed the screaming eagle crayfish, she says. They're not exactly fighting for our freedom, but if they aren't doing well, human health may be jeopardized too. For WPLN News, I'm Emily Siner.